Tuesday's election results showed an overwhelming support for the $25 million open space bond for Bonanza Flats, and has some wondering which is more important, affordable housing or open space. If Park City purchases Bonanza Flat, annual taxes on an $810,000 primary home would go up to about $150, and for a second home owner, it would be about $273. For those who rent in town, they can probably expect to have their rent increased accordingly, making it much more expensive to live in town. However, City Manager Diane Foster says the two goals, affordable housing and open space, don't necessarily compete against each other.
It does assume that these two goals are at odds. And in reality, we are incredibly fortunate in this community that 75% of our property taxes are paid for by second homeowners. And that's a crazy number if you think that the rest of it, the 25%, is made up by not just residents, but businesses as well. So if you think about what the burden is on the primary homeowner who gets a 50% discount on property tax anyway, it's an incredible opportunity for the residents. And in fact, when we go to sales tax, and the sales tax is increased as well based on the voters, what they decided yesterday, 85% of sales taxes are paid for in the Park City limits by visitors. So those numbers make it so that we are the beneficiaries of those who come and visit here. So I don't think that we really have an issue with affordable housing being at odds specifically with open space.
Summit County voters also approved two ballot measures for transit and transportation, which will increase the sales tax by a half of 1%. As a result, Park City now has the highest sales tax in the state at 8.45%. Foster says this is a visitor community, and she doesn't think that's high for a resort town.
We are well below most of the western resort towns, where they're at 11 and 10%. That's total burden of sales tax. So while we are the highest in the state, we haven't seen people making a decision to buy something based on what the sales tax is. We just haven't seen that historically. It's also very important that it is not on non-prepared food. So for groceries, sales tax is not on groceries. So we really think that this, in particularly in the Park City area, overall, the whole tax is paid for more by visitors than by locals. In the Park City area, specifically, 85% by visitors.
Foster says this is an important issue for everyone, but it moves the city closer to its net zero goal.
It's not something that we're saying is not an issue. It is something we always keep an eye on. It's really important. But when you look at what, as Glenn Wright talked about, what the issues are in the community and what the Park City Council has said is their critical priorities of housing, transportation, and energy, having the funds in sales tax to go ahead and do this. And remember, on the open space piece, if we are able to purchase that, that has a significant environmental benefit in addition to just simply what we see on the hill. It also acts as a carbon sink, and that's very important for our energy goal.
Foster says the city is hopeful that they'll be able to acquire Bonanza Flats, but if they don't, then the bonds won't be sold. Assuming the city does acquire the 1,400 acres, that would mean that Park City voters are paying off $90 million in open space bonds. Of that amount, however, Foster says $20 million has already been retired, and all current GO open space debt will be fully retired over the next 8 years. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.